Five, four, three, two, one, sync. Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 229 of the TTV Podcast.
Mardi Gras.
I'm Mesa.
Oh, right, Ben's here.
I'm LJ.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm Ven.
I'm Takuma Nuva.
And I'm Tenebrae Invictus.
And hello, everybody! How's it going?
Happy New Year!
I had a dream about Bionicle last night.
Oh, okay, I remember the last time we had one of these. What was your...
It's very short. It's like a single paragraph. Basically, Lego put up on their website, hey, if we get enough interest in reviving the theme, we'll bring back G2 with the Borok in 2018.
That's actually...
And their little bar they were filling up to show interest had barely moved.
Of course.
Wow.
That's kind of funny because Metronui Legacy... He had created some G2 Borok models and made a really cool picture of them.
Oh, yeah.
He did that actually about a week ago.
I wonder if that had... Yeah, maybe that was subconscious in my dream.
Maybe. I love that picture. We never actually like spoke about that mock at length in like a group call, I don't think, but I just love how it looks. If there's one thing that I like above a lot of other stuff, it is G2 Borok.
Yeah.
So... Anyway, how's everybody's new year going so far?
G2 Borok?
No, don't talk to me about that. Don't talk to me about the leaked G2 Borok. I mean, actual legitimate mocks. Well,
Meso, what about the, what about the ghost?
The ghost.
Ghostly.
Those
are my favorite sets ever.
Boy, yeah, I
those
loved
ghost
those.
Leaks.
Yeah,
brand remember
back
how
to the
absolutely
ghosts.
Real those were? I do.
Yeah.
Anyway, yeah, this is a... First
that was a dark time in our community.
Oh, yeah. Happy New Year, everybody. Can't wait for Bionicle 27. Oh.
Okay.
Low blow.
That
at
was,
least we got Nexo Knight's battle suits to look forward to. Mm.
Yeah,
I think
that's
awesome.
At least we get another year of Hero Fact. Oh,
Yeah.
That has been long gone.
Can we just bring back Rock Raiders already?
No, we're
Rock
not going to
bring
back
Rock
Raiders. Okay, if we bring back Rock Raiders, we bring back Exo-Force, because I'm on a massive Exo-Force kick right now.
I never, ever got into Exo-Force. I'm not sure why.
Ah, boy, Exo-Force is cool. It's like, I've got four mechs sitting right to my right, not to my left. So.
I like the Life on Mars thing with the mechs, though.
I don't think I ever really got into Life on Mars. Well, okay, no, there was an
only
iteration.
Got one of
I
sets,
wasn't allowed
but I love
to
looking
get into
at them
Life on Mars for some reason. Like
what?
Way back when that thing was a thing, I just nobody wanted to buy me the bigger sets. I guess they thought that I was too young. That I'd probably
I thought you were saying it's for like some sort of reasons
know.
Of like ethics or morals or something like that.
Like no,
Life on
no,
Mars is
to
the
do
new
with
Harry
that.
Potter.
I just thought I was
I
too
know.
Young for. The more complex sets, I guess.
Ouch. And how did you take that?
Meh. I was more hurt by the same ideology applying to not getting me a Game Boy Color more than anything.
Man, I never had any kind of handheld game system.
Yeah, I didn't have one
game
until
Boy
I could
for life.
Until
yeah,
I got the Game Boy Advance, and then I headbutted that thing out of rage.
I grew up
immediately got it replaced with a Game Boy Advance SP.
I was very careful with mine, Vin. Why would you do that?
Hey, you know what? It got him an
so
upgrade.
Mad at
I wouldn't
this Godzilla complain. Game I was playing that I just I rammed my head into the screen, not really knowing the consequences that would happen.
You hadn't
so
been explained
that, I think that was the first time in my life
yet.
I ever experienced instant regret, because I just looked at that screen and it was like a void.
Wow.
I grew up with an Atari 2600.
Okay, Grandpa. No.
So, before we get too far into this actual episode, let's go ahead and do one of our usual... I don't know what to call them, like... What do I call them? Shout-outs? Not shout-outs. Plugs?
Don't
yeah,
we
plugs.
Don't usually do shout-outs at the end of the podcast?
I forgot the plugs. So, nice. This week's episode of the TTV Podcast, it is sponsored by the epic people over at the TTV message boards, or the TTVchannel.com,
right.
And our Patreon at patreon.com/TTVchannel, the latter of which we'll be talking about a little bit later on in the show. But if you want to go check out the TTV message boards, you should totally do so. And as a little bit of a... interesting point to add onto this. Kind of jumping the gun a little bit as far as news goes, but it's relevant right now, so I'll bring it up. The LEGO message boards is shutting down.
I was just going to say, hey, do you like fun and discussing about LEGO? Is your normal message boards being shut down by the evil corporation known as the LEGO Company? Well, we've got the perfect place for you. TTV message boards.
Yeah.
It's like the LEGO channel, message boards, but better. And we have TTV in front of our name. So
to
LEGO.
Anyone who might be coming over from the LMB, something you should keep in mind is that we have a bit more strict rules, I would say.
No jump scares.
In relation to spam and quality of content. So just check out the rules, read them, and you'll have a much more enjoyable time because it may not be the exact same as the LMB.
Yeah, no, it's actually... there are very few similarities between these message boards. Please, oh gosh, for the love of everything that is nice in the world, read the rules.
That being said, it's a nice way for you to get into discussion of older people in the fandom. So if you're you're used to interacting with people kind of on the LEGO message boards, you're totally welcome. Just kind of be aware that...
Exactly. It makes it better for you and everybody around you.
Yeah, and then you can complain about Lord Business shutting down the LEGO message boards.
Honestly, exactly. It is really cool that there are people coming from the message boards over to ours.
It is.
I remember being on the LEGO message boards when I was a kid, and when I made the jump to BZ Power, I was like, whoa, there's a whole new world out here. So, I'm glad that we're able to be that destination for a lot of kids going
forward.
Sorry about
not joining you on that one.
Also, I mean, if you were a member of the LEGO message boards and you're listening to this podcast and you're like, well, I've never joined a TTV message boards because of one thing or the other, now's the perfect time to do it because
you
have nowhere else to go. Your friends are all dead. Your friends are gone. Don't worry about these other sites that have message boards. Don't worry about them. There's only one site for you. We are actually, I feel like we are the most modern of the message boards in terms of design.
The LEGO message board shutting down, it's a momentous thing. It's a massive event because those have been up since 2003-ish.
Thank you. I didn't know when they premiered in the news video. I was very unsure.
It's either between 2003 or 2006.
Okay.
Either way,
that's a heck of a long time.
To be fair, it seems like part of the reason they're shutting them down is for their app.
Yeah, that makes sense, but it still seems like it's a relic of a bygone era that's been cast to the side.
So if you're a PC master race,
yeah, basically,
come to the TTV forums.
It's a cool place to be. Now, LJ, let's talk about your challenge a little bit.
Yes, the one that people are going to be unhappy with and... after working on it for so
long.
They will
be.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, all right, go for it.
Now let's talk about this thing that idiots want to contest.
It's kind of like a contest. It's more of like a bounty. You never know how in the Assassin movies,
challenge.
I'm putting a contract out. The first person who gets me this gets a $14,000 or whatever. $14 million if you kill John Wick.
That's not happening. So, let me
explain.
It's
like a silent auction. In a way.
It's
not going to be very silent for long. So, here's the scoop. Pretty much the day we found out that LMB was closing down, my first thought goes to the Greg topic. Because this is the last safe bastion for Greg to talk to the fans.
Bastion?
Right. Especially since Bastion was nerfed in PTR.
Wait, what? Since when?
He was not nerfed in the PTR.
I was going to say, no.
Okay, so it's the last safe roadhog for Greg.
My first thought was the game, not the Overwatch character.
Okay, so anyway. So I was thinking of the Greg topic, and I'm going, well, there's a lot of information there. There's a lot of information there.
There's a lot of information.
Did we mention there's a lot? So, it has over 800 pages of Greg responding to people and discussing... Also, the LMB started in 01.
What in the world?
According to Brickipedia, which I guess is not very reliable.
Yeah, where is the source on that?
Yeah, yes.
Either way, if true, the LMB outlived both generations of Bionicle.
Man, that's
I mean,
surprise.
Well, I mean, well, we outlived exactly the second generation of Bionicle.
Yeah, no, it was like just one. Anyway,
Harambe didn't.
I was thinking.
Hey, 2016's over, all right? We're not going back to that dark place ever again.
So, right. I was thinking of the Greg topic, and there's a lot of information there I don't want to lose, because they're going to be putting the LMB into read-only mode in February. And
they're
going to
be sunsetting it?
Yeah. And shortly afterwards, in March, they're going to just be taking it offline completely. No archive, no nothing. So what I did, I said for a prize, I wanted people to archive it in a readable format. I wanted a complete topic. I wanted everything. I wanted the first post to the last post. I wanted
there's
all
the
archived.
Stipulation.
And I made this very clear. There are no misconceptions here.
Are you sure someone's able to
do this, the reward is a custom badge, one-of-a-kind badge that only one person will get, as well as a Lego set that is $40 or less. And that's personally coming out of my pocket.
A Lego set or just one that you pick out?
They pick it out, but it's got to be $40 or less, and it has to be on Lego Shop at Home.
Okay, so let me ask you this, LJ. What if the person who does this is international? Are you also going to pay for that shipping?
Yes.
Okay, so what if he was in, like, China? What if it's, like, a Chinese hacker or something? And he's like, ah, I wrote a script, and I compiled everything together. And now you have to ship it, and it's, like, a $40 set plus the additional $40 it takes to ship it to China.
Chinese hacker preserving the Greg Feisty topic.
I mean, listen, apparently there is some other hacker who took the original Greg topic. So you don't know.
Or leave that tragic backstory out of this. Anyway, so people have already submitted a ton of stuff, right?
There are so many. I've had easily at least four people who have already given me up to what we have now.
The challenge isn't over. Why is that, Eldrin?
Because I specified I want the complete topic. I do not want what we have now. I want everything from the first to last post. And we know that the last post is going to be sometime in February. So people have until the time it goes into read-only mode, until it goes completely offline, to get me the entire thing. And the first one to do that wins.
So basically, to put it in a simple way for people to understand, all that they've done up until now was basically just prep work, and the real challenge will begin. Who can first archive that last post that Greg makes when the boards go read-only mode, and then send it off to LJ?
Yeah, exactly. But the reason why I started this now, started it early, is not because I thought that they could that it would be done now. It's because I wanted to get everyone starting on it. I wanted everyone to have progress made because it's a lot of pages. It's over 800 pages.
To be honest, I didn't anticipate it was going to be as simple as it actually ended up being. People found ways to, like, automate it or whatever. I thought people were going to have to screenshot each individual post.
Boy.
They've done much better work. Much, much, much better work. There's a guy who has it. It's just a giant text file that comes up on your browser. The first time loading it is a bit long, but after that, it's great. You just Control F. Look up a character's name, and if you need to find something, you just scroll through all the posts.
Control Greg.
It would be nice. It would be nice, personally speaking, because we, you know, if you want to do like videos or something based off this, it would be nice to have the original formatting there, so that we could at least, even though the icons could be gone, but at least we could have a screenshot of like the actual like
had people working on
save HTML
on that format
pages.
Or let me see, somebody has it on Dropbox that he has like. All the information.
So okay,
I haven't
that
been
being,
able to open it, but
that being said, has someone like is there a winner?
Right now, no. There's not going to be a winner till February.
Yeah, we just got into that. They got to wait until the last post.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So your thing is not the first person that gets this to me. It's by the end of February, whichever has the best one wins.
No. Whichever
it must be
gets
complete.
But since it's still ongoing, it's not complete.
Okay,
yeah,
so
the topic won't be complete until the boards go into read-only mode on February 29th.
Right. Okay, I see what you're getting at. All right. So just have to run the script again afterwards and then deliver it to you.
Or just keep up. Or how I would do would be to keep up manually with the rest of the posts. But the script
whatever
easier,
method
yes.
they use, they just have to be the first one keep to get it manually. All after it's gone. All
right.
Yeah. Exactly.
So it's going to be an interesting thing watching people scramble.
All right. Well, I have a petition to you. I have to petition to you, Bionicle fans.
I think I read it. If you're talking, you're incredibly muffled.
Oh, sorry. I just realized the mic wasn't up against my mouth like how it should be. But now it is. So, what I was going to say was that'd be incredible if none of those guys with the fancy coding and all and any of that won. It was the one guy, that actually screenshotted every single post.
That would be dedication. He would earn that $40 set.
If he won, wow.
Great one.
Honestly, like, the amount of time he would spend, like, screenshotting every single, like, thing from the Greg boards, the Greg topic on those boards, would be more than a job. He could get, that's less than minimum wage to get a $40 set.
Probably, yeah.
It would probably be, like, he could just get, like, a normal job and do that in much less time.
Someone had asked me if my Bionicle collection were up for grabs, and absolutely not.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, there were several thousand dollars of Bionicle sets just for the Greg topic.
No, not the entire thing, but any of my sets, and absolutely
well, just give
them
your Liwamata for this community service.
Heck no.
I mean, I've still got an extra Skull Grinder versus Mass Maker I haven't decided what to do with.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
You
if
just
there
give
was
it.
Any set for LJ to give up, why would it be Liwa? I mean, that's like the weakest set that you could give
away.
Yeah,
fair. Liwa sucks.
It's poorly designed,
too. Bring it to Brick Fair for us all to autograph.
Yep. All right. Wait, that's basically the challenge.
I did have one question, though, for LJ. So does it have to be one set, or can it just be multiple sets that add up to $40?
I'm glad you asked. It is one set.
Oh, come on, man.
That's lame.
All right, might as well go for the most expensive one.
I do have a challenge for the other people in the community, and that is you must get Greg to canonize everything while you still can, including...
Yes, canonize good guy and bad guy.
Canonize good guy and bad guy. You got to do it. You got to canonize all the combiner models, canonize everything. Just have Greg go through and be like, "Oh, that's canon."
Dude, I am so down.
Can we get Greg? Greg did at one point, to be fair, Greg did say, "Hey, because Bionicle has an infinite amount of alternate universes, that every single mock or fanfic is technically canon
as being an
alternate universe."
He never said that.
He did say that.
No way.
I can't verify if he said it or not, but that is common sense. Multiverse theory applies
he wrote that in his it was an answer thing where he was like, "Hey, is fanfiction?" Some guy was like, "It's fanfiction canon." He's like, "Well, technically, I guess there is an alternate amount of universes, so sure, if you really want it to be canon though."
Here's the great thing though about good guy and bad guy.
That
he's
like
already said he's
anything.
Not canonizing
also
them.
Isn't an extended multiverse also canon?
Extended multiverse,
I don't believe it's canon, but
yeah, it was canon.
Multiverse theory applies to whatever.
Bottom
because
line,
like
don't
I used the
it,
actual
guys.
Almac that
Listen,
was lost.
Until
time,
recently,
so.
I had always just like, "Oh, it'd be funny to get good guy and bad guy
don't
canonized because LJ would flip tables." But recently, I've developed quite a strong attachment to good guy.
That's
okay.
True.
I
so
not
lie.
See that. No, see, I have grown an attachment to good guy, and I'm in the midst of building him and his compatriots. But I do not want him to be canon. For the love of everything holy in this world. Don't canonize
it's
him, please.
There were a few good theories.
LJ, it's one of the steps you got to take to reviving Bionicle.
Ha ha!
Too soon.
So,
not soon enough. You guys took long enough.
We might as well. Let's jump on this segue.
They're all tyros.
Yeah, speaking of reviving Bionicle, let's go.
So, you know, I want to talk about this at length, but we do have other stuff to talk about today, like G3. We might not get into all of it on this particular episode.
You made me sit through the whole freaking thing in one night. No, we're talking about it at length.
It's funny because it's not even like we can approach this in a way like we normally do fan projects. Like, there's this really cool fan project out there. You should totally check it out. The reason I say that is because everybody's already checked it out. It has hundreds of thousands of views on like every tens of thousands, if not hundreds of thousands, on almost every video that's in the series. Reviving Bionicle. It's beloved by many.
This is Meso's beginning of year confession that he's never watched it.
Well, it really is weird, because I have. But
I
don't know if I was.
I have as well.
I think I have. I might have been dreaming. To be completely honest, except for the fact that I remember you, Takuma, recommending it to everybody. Mm-hmm. And I did see the first episode, at least.
No,
I've seen more.
I've seen the first episode. I've seen the first episode of season 3. And they're both, like, Like, I was watching him again. I'm like, no, I know what happens. Oh, yeah, I remember Greg. I remember, like, all this, you know, all this stuff happening. I remember the stupid movie they did. But for whatever reason, I forgot I had watched it. And I also didn't see, I missed out on the best episodes, which is episode 2 and the last couple episodes of season 3. Or not episode 2, I guess it's totally. Season 2. I don't know what the, I don't really know what they call the second one.
2 and then Ravag Bionicle, yeah, right. 3 was split into 5 parts. So.
Yeah. So they're episodes.
Okay, they are episodes. Okay, the last couple like parts of episode 3, those are like the best parts of the entire thing, and I completely missed out on those.
Easily. Well,
it's really weird. I don't know if I was busy with something. Maybe I was in the middle of editing a video, or my attention was just elsewhere. I was sleep deprived, which caused me to forget everything. But I watched the first episode again when Eldra showed them to me, and I instantly loved it. I was hooked. I wanted to keep going. So I find it difficult to believe that I would have somehow seen the first episode and then just not cared to continue.
Not remember it.
Well, I mean, okay. To be fair, the first episode is good. The first episode is good.
Maybe you were watching it in the background and you just didn't really pay much mind to it.
Maybe. Maybe that was it. Because this thing's been around since, well, what, 2013 was when he posted the first Reviving Bionicle?
Wait a second, what month in 2013?
I don't know.
They've
been around roughly the same time as the recaps.
Oh, wouldn't that be interesting? Well, let's find out. Reviving Bionicle number 1 was posted on Building Suspense While It Loads, August 15th, 2013.
Wow, it's been around a little less than the recaps then. Recap started in February, I think.
So I can understand missing out and like all of us on the first episode of Reviving Bionicle, because that was back when we were into the Bionicle YouTube community, but to be honest, we were still growing. You know,
we were not part of the culture.
We were not part of it yet. And then with number 2, the excuses begin to wear thin, because it was posted on January 2015, which is when we were in the Bionicle hype swing. And whatnot. And then it gets even worse, because just last night we finished watching the series for about the 4th time, showing it to everybody here.
I have seen all the episodes roughly 5 times in about a week.
Okay, I can't claim that.
Yeah. And then we were discovered that the last episode of Reviving Bionicle 3 was posted on January 2016. So 1 year later, we're finally getting around to saying, hey, This is cool.
That's crazy. They start up in the same year, recaps and Reviving Bionicle, and they end in the same year. That's funny. Mm-hmm. That's really funny.
What a crazy
end, because he is working on a 4th episode.
He's still working on other stuff.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It continues.
But meanwhile, the recaps are done. But Reviving Bionicle is honestly one of the best Bionicle fan projects I have ever seen.
It is. It's a shame that we've missed it, honestly.
Great. Like the writing, cinematography, the humor, it's all,
especially
the
season 3. Honestly,
action.
Okay.
It almost feels like Bionicle Toy Story.
I want to talk about real quick, because there's an obvious inspiration for this show. And you can tell even by looking at his channel where it's from. He's a Halo guy, you know, he has a lot of Halo Let's Plays and stuff. So
1v1 him.
Definitely. He's definitely seen Arby and the Chief. And this is in the style of Arby and the Chief, where it's like, you know, real action figures. It's not like stop motion or whatever. And they have the computerized voices, like the Microsoft Sam voices and stuff. So very much it's taken from the style that Arby and the Chief kind of originated, I guess.
Even the two main characters, Tahu has Chief's voice and Kopaka has Arby's voice.
Right, so exactly. And Tahu's kind of like this, like kind of dumber, kind of impulsive person, and you know,
Kopaka's more logical.
Right, like Arby. But that being said, Arby and the Chief. Watch Arby and the Chief. This is way better than Arby and the Chief.
Wait, forewarned. Arby and the Chief is a very vulgar show. So
there's a reason I don't watch it.
Yeah, right.
Arby and the Chief. Yeah. Yeah, definitely mature audience.
So, viewer discretion is advised. Continue.
Arby and the Chief, I love this show to death. I've followed it for many years. It does not hold a candle to Reviving Bionicle. It is on a whole other plane of existence, because Arby and the Chief's main problem is a lot of dead air. They fill time. The dude's really, really heavy on the cinematography, except it's not done a lot of times in the real world. It's done instead of a Halo game. So it's mainly just a lot of panning shots across the landscape. Whereas in Reviving Bionicle, he has to be more creative with his shot composition. He has to focus a lot more on actually making the environments work within the context of the characters and utilizing all that stuff. So it comes across feeling a lot less pretentious than when, you know, you spend 5 minutes panning across a Halo Reach map you know, as far as in Roving Bionicle, when you have some cool shot composition in the real world and you've actually utilized the Bionicle sets.
Yeah.
And it's just funnier.
It is funnier.
Yeah, it's definitely funnier. It makes it some really kind of a Bionicle fan.
So visual the jokes humor. Hit home better, but yes.
Yeah.
It's got character comedy, it's got referential Bionicle comedy, and visual comedy is the best part.
Yeah, the visual comedy is so good.
I know.
So
I am
good.
A victim.
One of my favorite parts is always going to be when Leia is giving his lecture from the upstairs window.
Yeah.
That's all I'm going to say because I don't want to spoil anything.
Honestly.
My favorite part is the smackdown at the beginning of episode 3 of RB3.
One of my favorite. Yeah. Oh, wait. The first few minutes of that episode.
Yeah, the first few minutes of episode 3.
Yeah, that's one of my favorites. And in episode 5, just in its entirety,
let those tragic products of Swedish advertising go. Face justice.
My favorite thing about it is the seventh Toa.
Yep.
Yes. Talking of a good part of the show.
Not spoiling anything.
And then, the Roving Bionicle 2, that all-time great sequence where they're in the Thornatus and the plot is being revealed. That is...
That was great.
That was brilliant.
So ridiculous.
Oh, gosh.
The story is surprisingly deeper than you'd expect it to be.
It is.
Way deeper,
it really
is.
And, like, again, I don't know what, like, the people watching this are probably going to be like, wow, TTV, you call yourselves Bionicle fans, you get to talk about RB, and I'm like, yes, I know, I feel your pain, I don't know what to tell you, like, you've already all seen it, but it's good.
Yeah, and I have seen memes and references, and I knew where they were from, and I knew it was a thing, and I just never saw it.
I never knew anything was from
I never knew anything about this until you guys started talking about it.
Takuma had shown me the first two episodes, and then I just kind of forgot, and then I came back to it of my own volition, rewatched the first two, watched the final five, and went, how? I gotta show this to the others right away.
Every time we do a live stream, Hail
Nobody
Denmark is spammed
me.
In our chat.
Hail Denmark, guys.
Hail Denmark.
Hail Denmark.
Hail Denmark.
Hail Denmark. Okay.
It's just, I absolutely love it to death.
Yes,
and it has joined the ranks of my all-time great Bionicle fan projects of the modern era. Trial by Tahu, Okoda Origins, Reviving Bionicle. These three, they need to prevail.
Hear me out, Messam.
Yes.
Feature-length animation in the style by Parecki with audio done by Suddenly Oranges and a story by Metronui Legacy.
That would be one of the greatest things of all time. But honestly, like, I want a dream scenario where these three people, Parecki, Suddenly Oranges, and M&L, just have, like, unlimited resources and unlimited freedom to just do whatever they want. It'll never happen.
To get slapped with a cease and desist.
People have lives, and yeah, cease and desist would totally happen, but these three projects independently are infinitely more satisfying than anything officially done by LEGO. Okoda Origins is just, like, it just... is the best stop motion I've seen in terms of visual quality, special effects, and just the way everything blends into the environment. Trial by Tahu just perfectly captures that Bionicle spirit, and Reviving Bionicle is just a non-stop comedy train all the way through that actually makes me feel more for the characters than official
yeah,
Bionicle.
Yeah, man, like,
well.
I actually care about Good Guy. Like, I want to, like...
You
yeah.
care about Good Guy
no,
in
2016. You
good
caring
guy,
about
man.
Good Guy, Messo,
freaking
is
good
fine.
Guy.
But you don't good understand. Guy. The night I started watching it, I started to build Good Guy. I didn't know
That's
what was
awesome.
Happening. I just looked down, and he's
I
in my hands.
I almost built
going,
Good Guy on the same night, but then, you know, it was super late at night, and I was kind of tired.
Yeah.
I didn't really feel like pulling out all the parts bins. You know, it was just it was too much, you know. And then, you know, you got a lot of credit to pay off, and then, you know, there's a lot of mortgage stuff to worry about, and then I got...
Yes, so
anyway.
Adult things.
Calm your beard.
With every step these Bionicle fans take to grow their craft, they... give me more confidence in what I said during that Journey to Dun podcast. Fans are all that matters. We don't need LEGO. It's being proved every single day. In this modern era, like, Cyberhand is making stuff on Shapeways. We didn't even talk about that, but he has another version of the Mask of Time up, which is the most accurate yet. It's not a combo of the two masks, but it is the upper half, as shown in G2. And it looks excellent. And I think he's working on a combo as well. But yeah. Fans are making sets, fans are making stories, fans are making visual stop-motion masterpieces and Minogue-style shorts, and it's just...
It's really inspiring, honestly. Like, I was taking mental notes while we were watching Reviving Bionicle.
Mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah.
Real quick, Meso, a couple of things. First of all, to kind of build off your... We don't need Lego. He's right, you know, guys. We don't need Lego. We don't need Lego to canonize the good guys. We do not need Greg to say, yeah, these are canon. We can just, in our hearts, believe that they're canon. That's good enough.
Yeah, it's called headcanon.
Exactly. People. It's called headcanon.
Nah, so we may not need Lego, but we need
shut
Greg.
Shut your mouth.
In my headcanon, love is canon.
Meso, I'm going to tell you right now. If because of what you're saying here, the good guys and all the polybags get canonized, I'm coming to you.
All it takes is some creative brainstorming. Fans, you've got a month. Mull it over, come up with a good scenario.
Brick Fair will be a bloodbath, buddy.
The two ideas I have, the old one, the popular idea, is that they were puppets for like a Matoran stage play.
I mean,
the second idea that I prefer is that they're Karzani Matoran.
Yeah, that's the one that I immediately thought of. They're Karzani Matoran, and
it wouldn't
some of
be
the
offensive whatsoever.
Rotten.
Yeah.
It wouldn't be offensive, but I'd have to review them.
You would.
You don't understand, Meso. I've already done the finale. I had all the sets there.
Well,
every
that's
cannon.
Your fault.
Yeah, I mean,
no,
like,
it's not.
Maybe
it's
you
not
shouldn't
my
have
fault.
Said finale
I did everything
before knowing
right.
that Greg would canonize something.
I did everything right.
You gotta replace the video and then retabulate your price totals because you're gonna have to figure out the cost of a thing of Duracell batteries.
Anyway, the other thing is we do actually have a few interviews coming up with community members. And can I name them? Can I just say?
No, should we? Yeah, I mean, like, if we're locked in at this point, sure.
We're locked in for both of them, just no specific times. We're going to be talking to Suddenly Oranges about the project. We're going to be interviewing him about that. We're also going to be having an interview, or at least I will be, with Cyberhand. So,
but what about Suddenly Apples and Cyberfoot?
I'm going to take my Cyberfoot and shove it up your nostrils.
Yeah, well, I'm going to take my Cyber Toes and shove them up your Cyber...
So teeth. Anyway...
Okay.
Nostrils, that's buddy. Basically right. all for
where the Cyber Sean don't Cyber Shine. Right.
We'll probably talk about more. We'll definitely talk about more on the interview. But
Hail
until
Denmark.
Then, if you haven't seen it, just go watch it. You will not have a bad time. I promise you that.
Mm-hmm.
Now.
It is really great.
It's time to continue our trek into the world of Bionicle Generation 3.
Okay.
With a
hashtag.
Few minor stipulations. Because this week, you know, last week we spoke a little bit about the world, the characters' personalities, and the Toa team that we'll be starting off the world with. However, despite what we said last episode about having more structure, some stuff has come up in the community that I feel supersedes what we were talking about in both importance and relevance. And I think that we need to talk about it while it is a hot topic of discussion. That being, would Bionicle be better as a system theme?
Yes. All right, so let's. I want to touch upon
yes.
this briefly. So we talked. Okay. We talked about this about 2 weeks ago. We started this trek into Bionicle G3, or as I like to call it, the Make Bionicle Great Again initiative. And we have basically been going through and talking about what we would do for Bionicle G3. I put up a poll this week because we talked about it last week about let's have this be a system theme. And then also have construction, like, what was the theme before? Star Wars has it, and Chima did it as well. They had system sets, but they also had, you know, these construction builds alongside them. So I put up a poll and asked how many people would like that. So right now, currently speaking, we have a poll up. If Bionicle system theme, 122 voters have voted in this poll. You guys can still go and vote on it. We'll probably check up on the results later on next week if you guys still want it, because we want to hear the feedback. It is evenly split. For a long time, it was 50-50, like legitimately 50-50. Right now, it is 52-48 in terms of percentage. 52%.
For construction versus system?
Yeah, 52% say I would be open to a system theme, Bionicle just being a pure system theme. 48% says no, it's better as a Technic CCBS theme. And then there's a second poll that said, all right, if we did a compromise by having it mainly system and partially construction, what would you guys say? Out of the people that said no, voted of the last time, so like out of, there's less votes than the last poll, but 43% were like, yes, cool, I like that even more. That's a great idea. Let's go forward with that. 37% said, okay, I voted no the last time, but now that we do actually, like, now that there is some element of construction in it, I'm okay with it. And 20% said, no, I don't want any system in it at all. It's undermining the core Bionicle.
The moral of the story is really that there's no slam dunk answer. It's all pretty close. People are split.
And also, the moral of the story is that this poll is severely inaccurate and cannot be used for a scientific study because we are not completely accurate for polls. Anyhow.
The scientific
sample size problems and all
the
that.
The scientific study, my paper on, you know, the improving Bionicle for 2020 onwards. But one thing that really got to me about this, there's a lot of points being brought up. Let's talk about the main thing. People are concerned about character creation. Specifically
that
the fact that if there are minifigures.
That's definitely the worst thing.
Right. That we can't really customize the characters as well as we used to. You guys have any opinions on that? Anything you want to kind of.
Yes,
I would say it's untrue. You go first,
yeah,
Jay.
I would say it has merit, but it's a different type of customization because it depends on how the minifigures are handled. If they're handled like standard LEGO minifigures, well, there's still a lot you can do with those. Heck, Meso, Kahi, we've had Mes Sigfigs made of us, or some of us here have, and some of us have made actual Sigfigs, and there's a lot of customization there. Of course, they're not based off Bionicle sets. If they're handled like the 2005 minifigures, then there's nothing. That concern is completely valid. If it's based off of 2006 onward, well, now we're getting into kind of a territory where customization is a feasible possibility because you have torsos, you have legs, you have arms, you have hands, and you have heads. So If you have the standard points of minifigure articulation, which are 2 points in the legs, 2 points in the arms, 1 in the head, and all of those individual limbs are customizable, you still have a level of customization that I think would satisfy most fans. Or at least it did in the original
really
Game Boy game.
Really, all they would have to do is the same style that they did for the Hero Factory mini builds, or minifig builds.
Maybe with
possibly,
the wrists.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, it'd be golden.
Yeah, with wrists.
And then you're all good.
Just give them, like, Exo-Force-styled arms then, so,
they did in 2006, yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
So
just like that.
I don't think customization is as big of a concern as other issues would be, but it is a lesser amount than standard construction is.
Well, it's also a thing, obviously the minifigures were the focal point of that discussion about characterization and character creation, but Bionicle is a system theme approach. There's multiple ways it could go. Obviously, there's the standard one where it's just, you know, minifigures and vehicles or whatever, but then other people are saying, how about it's minifigures instead of mechs, and the mechs are the characters that we come to know from Bionicle, and they have all the big armor plating and whatnot, and then the minifigures inside. If I were to do Bionicle, that is probably how I would go about doing it. But even then, you have... Yeah, honestly. I think that...
I don't know, man.
For
that
Bionicle,
sounds like bad fan fiction.
We're probably jumping the shark in the discussion, but I might as well just say it. If for Bionicle to succeed as a system theme, I feel it would need to be different from the Bionicle that we know. Some people think that's a bad thing. I don't necessarily think that it has to be adapted. And I think that the mech concept is one of the best ways to go about doing that, because alternatively, then you have this stuff like people in the topic are saying, where it's like, oh, it's just a wave full of action vehicles, like Kopaka's Icebreaker and Tahu's Fire Striker, and it's like the Tahu minifigures on a motorcycle speeding through the city or whatever. Mechs are the medium point. They are the counter... What I'm saying, they're the compromise.
I know this is going to be unrealistic, but I think the best way to do it would just to make set pieces.
See,
yeah,
I mean,
I would agree.
The issue is they may not go that route.
They definitely
I definitely don't expect them to do that, but since this is all hypothetical.
Right, this is a hypothetical when we are in charge of G3. So if we want to go that route, we can make it go that route.
No, set pieces, I think, would be the best way to do it.
We
since
can,
everybody, all
but
the,
we also are being realistic as well. Because we said
we have to figure out how...
You said it yourself. We got to be like, oh, we got to put ourselves in Lego shoes and understand how difficult this is. There is some realism that has to be applied as well.
That is definitely true.
Based on locations and landmarks will not succeed in the modern era. Now, we can have some. The flagship sets.
I mean, you look at the Minecraft sets. Those are doing fine. Those are all set pieces.
It's because they're based on
a video game. Yeah, but that's Minecraft and people buy it no matter what it is.
Yes, but the thing with Minecraft is that it's mostly recognized because it's an open world game, and the thing behind it is it emphasizes exploration and creativity in this world that you are introduced to once you start playing the game. So with Bionicle, the big thing behind that was that you have these characters that all look really cool, but there's more to it than that. There's more to just these cool looking robots. No, they're not just robots. They live in a world where they can breathe in. And the main thing that what's the main thing that all fans generally care about? The world that Bionicle built, the island of Mauna Nui, etc., etc. So I'm saying emphasize that part in the sets. And that's not to say like we shouldn't have any mechs or any vehicles, because you know, as the Lego sets have been coming and going, we always get them regardless of the theme. Like we get them in Ninjago, we get them in Chima, we get them in every single freaking thing. We got a like 10 different Batmobiles. We got a Captain America mobile, Black Panther jet. Like it's inevitable. But I think if the focal point of the set is a set piece, then it can work.
It could. Here's the thing. The reason
especially
why it's hard to argue about this is
if
that
you
it
make
is
them
hard.
Modular.
I was just thinking, the only flaw I could see in where I would go, well, we don't really have a precedent, would be Minecraft. Minecraft does do set pieces, and they do it very well. And modularity would be actually rather effective.
Yeah, and Minecraft
does that
pretty well.
Keep in mind that Minecraft has appeal because it is a licensed adaptation. I wouldn't say the majority of people, but I'll say a large amount of people heavily dislike the Minecraft sets. But
right, because they're limiting
them because
themselves.
They're an adaptation.
Yeah, exactly. They're limiting themselves to that adaptation, though. But with Bionicle, they have a lot more potential
leeway.
Yeah, they have a lot more leeway. They can do whatever
they
want with it.
They can't
they don't
make
have
their
to
own
limit themselves to what
stuff.
They see
that
in a video game. They can come up with their own designs. They can make things work. They can't just throw a random vehicle in Minecraft because that's not how the Minecraft thing works.
You don't get cars
in Minecraft, but they can do whatever the heck they want in their own Bionicle world. You know, they can throw a little mech here and there or the Tahoe bike.
I'm going to bring up some other things that could possibly happen based on other LEGO themes that we already see in the market. Number one, LEGO Friends is a lot about set pieces. A lot about locations and a lot about, like, they don't really have vehicles. There's not, like, you know, Olivia's, you know, Rocket Raider or whatever. There's not, like, that doesn't exist there. So there is a market for people who do like those things. And obviously, it's elves, or not elves, it's Friends, and Friends is a bit more like a dollhouse kind of, you know, it's made to emulate that. But even still, there is a market where LEGO has made that before. The majority of Friends sets are something like a location, a cupcake, like cupcake shop or a horse stable or a pop star house or something like that. All right, that's one thing that could be done. Number two, and something we're kind of ignoring, it's a big part of Bionicle, especially in 2001, and it's something that LEGO does all the time. Have the parts of the set be Rahi instead of vehicles.
Right.
Like dragons or like elves has a lot of dragons. Ninjago as well has dragons and other creatures. So because in 2001, Rahi was such a big part of the thing. We can also have, you know, system built Rahi enemies, that kind of thing. And
yeah, imagine there's a Kini Nui set, and it comes with like two Toa and a Muaka that you have to build.
I would say
you got the set piece, you got the conflict in the box, and you got the little, you know, the little extra to throw in there, so it's not just a set piece.
I would say, all right, just like spitballing this right here. You know, you have a hut, you have a Gakuro hut, you have a Tarakava, you have Gali, you have Taraga Nakama, and you have like Takua or Maku
boat.
Or something or whatever. Like you have
a boat.
Three
a boat
minifigures.
Could work.
Three minifigures, one system built Rahi and a hut. And then like that's a set. Possibly. Could work.
True enough.
I feel like that's possible in terms of like what Lego could be doing with the system thing. But all right, let's talk about this. Like, how much do you guys really want construction in this? Are you guys wanting like, because the fandom is split on our boards, but bear in mind that's because the people on our boards already like Bionicle. They already like
construction. I don't know. I think your poll is just inaccurate.
Yeah, man. Completely wrong.
Yeah,
I mean, it is that. Because the sample size is people that already like Bionicle.
Nah.
It's
nah,
like
nah,
if you went,
it's just inaccurate.
It's like if you went inside a Denny's restaurant and you're like, hey, how many of you guys like Denny's? And some people are like, well, I kind of like Denny's. And you're like, all right, thanks. So, you know, 40% of these
nobody
people said, you know,
Denny's.
Like,
not even the people going to Denny's.
Yeah, because you're in freaking Denny's. So that's what I'm saying. You know, it's like they're on
Randy's
our boards because they like Bionicle.
Right.
So
what if Denny's
guess
was
what? They're gonna
released
like Bionicle.
As a construction line?
Honestly, they wouldn't even have to.
Construction Denny's. Oh, I love it. Does Denny's
well,
even have
money,
to talk
did
about?
If we're talking about doing something like mechs or big Rahi or just, you know, generally big builds. Because I'm imagining, now that you mentioned Rahi, I can actually imagine them being in pretty much every set. Like, you got one that comes with the Muaka, mm-hmm. you got the one that comes with the Tarakava. Those can be built with, I guess, this next evolution of CCBS. Was it the Mixel system that
I
they're pulling out now?
They already right. successfully integrated the Mixel system into a system build, so it wouldn't be that much of a stretch.
I think right. mechs would be fine. I don't have absolutely anything against mechs, but I definitely would prefer the only real mech that I know is the Exotoa.
Yeah, the Exotoa would be. Yeah, I'm saying
I was
mechs,
just about the
mechs
the
are totally
Exotoa.
Fine. I'm not. I'm not against mechs either. I just don't think that should be like
the main
focal point.
Right.
Well, it is the focal point in the sense that people have always said, you know, they like it. Mechs are important if you want to keep Construction as an element. They're not important whatsoever if you want to do a pure system theme, because you guys have already outlined like there's ways to do it without including mechs. But people have been like, oh, Construction is Bionicle's legacy, and it is important to maintain that in some degree. To which I respond, great, but Construction, let's face it, it doesn't have the appeal that it used to. It was really creative back in the day. Nowadays, the system brick has taken over. If you want to get Construction back to being relevant, and even better, make it appeal to people, you need a way to incentivize people to buy the Construction sets. And I think a great way to do that is to include a minifigure in each set. Nexo Knights is going that route. I applaud them for that. HF Invasion from Below tried it. I think they're moving in the right direction. If Construction was to still be a primary focus, they should adopt a similar kind of a thing. And I wouldn't do it in the way that HF did it, where they have the giant cockpits which have the minifigures visible, make it clearly look like it was a mech. I would do it in the way that Hulkbuster did it, where they have the mech that sits inside
right.
of the bodysuit, and then they have a new piece that folds over the top, completely hiding the minifigure head from view. In Bionicle's case, that would be the mask, quote-unquote.
The Kanohi, right.
But the addition to that is, if we are saying, all right, the age of Construction is over, and it's time to just go fully in the system, there's really not that much of a need. You could get more creative with how you do Bionicle, like you were saying. You can do Rahi and locations and vehicles and all sorts of stuff. And honestly, I think that's probably the best way to go overall. Because Construction is Bionicle's legacy, but we were talking about that on the boards. There's a lot more to it than just ball and socket joints.
Oh, so
if
like,
Bionicle
that was a thing
had everything that
to.
People love, except it was made at a system, I think it'd go over great.
So someone was saying, what do you guys feel, and this is a topic I might put up for next week and see
feelings.
How they feel. How, what do you guys feel is the core of Bionicle? What makes Bionicle kind of special? What draws it to you? And a lot of people in the thing were saying it's the characters. For me, it's not. For me, what makes Bionicle special is the atmosphere and the feel of
atmosphere.
The world.
There are
yeah,
far too many aspects, in my opinion. That's not an easy answer question for me. It's a culmination of different things. It's like, yeah, the characters are great. Yeah, the world is great. Yeah, this idea of the mask is great. But it's only truly Bionicle when all those things come together.
Yeah, I'll agree.
I feel it's basically a processor in your computer. It's multi-core.
Yeah, but like, I will say
for
that
me,
like,
it is hands down the atmosphere. Because like, yeah, I feel like themes with cool characters. They've had other themes with masks and helmets or whatever, like Hero Factory or whatnot. But no theme has come close to Bionicle because no theme has that kind of... It's a very abstract
I will
kind
agree.
Of a notion.
That's that the thing that makes Bionicle itself special. Yeah.
Like, it's that science fantasy.
Right. And a very ancient... Like, you feel like when you're walking it, you're walking in a sci-fi world that's also Skyrim. You can't really get that anywhere else. It's like, it's a weird amalgamation of two atmospheres that shouldn't work together,
well,
and yet they work
really
well.
Maybe a little bit in Stargate.
Sure, okay. I haven't
I'm
seen
just
Stargate,
saying, SG-1,
so.
The whole old Egyptian thing with the high-tech aliens, it's about as close as you'll probably get.
You're alone. I'm sorry.
All right, you're alone in this comparison, but I will take
okay,
your word
fine.
For
fine.
It.
I'll,
I believe
whatever.
You. Alrighty, then. Yeah. I trust right. in you. I just don't have a frame of reference.
Yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about.
oh, really? You haven't watched SG-1?
I've literally never watched Stargate.
Oh. Okay, well...
No, that's a lie. I have watched some Stargate. I didn't like it. I'm sorry I didn't continue.
Okay, well, short as possible, the whole premise behind it is that the ancient Egyptian gods and stuff are actually, like, spacefaring aliens. So you get this mix of old ancient Egypt with science fiction.
Very interesting.
Highly recommend it. You should watch it, if only for Richard Dean Anderson.
Nice. Well,
I'll keep that in mind.
That is the thing. I think that if Bionicle was a theme that had its values preserved, its feeling intact, and was actually allowed the time, freedom, and budget to tell a good story across forms of media, it doesn't matter if it's construction or system, honestly. Because the sets are what LEGO sells, but for a lot of people, they are not the main appeal to Bionicle. G2 had
not
great
me, certainly.
Sets. G2 had some of the best sets I've ever had the pleasure of owning, but it didn't, you know, save everything. G1 had some bad sets, but yet people look favorably upon G1 because it had all the good stuff that it had going for it in terms of its abstract concepts. I think it's possible to combine both, but I would argue it's much more likely for the theme to get its required amount of marketing and promotion and focus if it was system rather than CCBS.
Possibly, right? Definitely, like, going forward, I feel like that's a big concern, and I don't know how those things play out. Maybe there's possibly behind the scenes, LEGO has already done this experiment and figured out, no, system doesn't work at all for Bionicle. But I would say that, like, going forward for LEGO, that's what I would have to say is what's going to work. I can't, I feel like Bionicle has kind of suffered a little bit from being the being built in this one system of LEGO that not everybody really favors, and it's getting in the way of the world, and it's getting in the way of the characters, and it's getting in the way of everything I want to see out of Bionicle. And so if we have to sacrifice Construction in order to get that, I don't think Construction is the core of Bionicle.
Yeah.
I personally don't.
Because when Bionicle first launched, it was an offshoot of Technic. That's what it really
right.
is. And mm-hmm. people
right.
saw
they
it and
they
were like, okay, this is still LEGO. You know, this has relevance to other LEGO themes. There's clear compatibility. There have been products like it for years with the Throwbots and the Roboriders. It was already present in people's minds. Plus, it had Technic on the box and whatever. Now, CCBS has evolved so much, it's become so distinct from other LEGO stuff that it, for all intents and purposes, is a completely different beast. Even though there is compatibility, and we've been shown that time and time again, to the average Joe, casual LEGO fan, they don't see it. And it's that disconnect that I think is limiting it from being successful in today's world, and I don't see that ever right. fixing. I think they need
and
to...
And, like, part of it is that it's hard to do, like, it's hard to figure out where, how to make a new type of system, a new type of building relevant to people. Like, you don't know how to reach that additional market. I don't know how many kids, like, really connected with the CCBS system going forward. I don't know if, like, Star Wars is going to prove me wrong. Like, maybe the Star Wars stuff is selling really well, and LEGO's just like, okay, we just need a better marketing story, whatever, behind it. I wouldn't be... I can't say one way or the other. We'll have to see going forward if LEGO announces a new line of Construction stuff. If they do, I think we are safe in saying that, like, hey, we can actually, you know, we can actually have LEGO do Construction and system. But I do think a system element into the Bionicle line is kind of inevitable, really.
It is. It's the only way going forward. There were a couple other points I was waiting to see if you were like had other stuff to bring up, but I guess you don't.
No, you can go forward with whatever you're talking about. I know you have some other things because you've been engaging with people in the comments and stuff.
This is more, again, it's just like, it's kind of floundering because I admittedly am torn because I love Constraction. I don't want to see it go anywhere, but I also
I love Constraction too.
It's kind of like a noose holding things back. It's choking the life out of Bionicle. I think the best thing to do would be to cast it out. But if it had to remain in some form just to preserve the Bionicle appeal, I like to envision a world where Bionicle is Lego's Big Bang theme for one year in particular. And it launches as an action theme. Not CCBS, but in the same vein as Chima, Nexo Knights, Ninjago. With a huge marketing push, app games, tie-ins to the sets, and a wide variety of stuff. And to draw my comparison, I'm going to use this picture from the concept art book. So, this is what I feel like Bionicle would be. Because you have the minifigures on the ground. Then you have... I know those are supposed to be people, like, leaning over with guns. But imagine for a second that those are vehicles. Like tanks, or bikes, or something. Kind of waging war on the ground. Then on the right side, you have these Beyblade-looking things, which are the gimmicky action feature, a la spinners, or speedoers, or the ultimate battle packs for Nexo Knights. They are the impulse buy action game kind of a thing. The heroes maybe have a counterpoint, but they factor into that. On the right and left sides, you have these giant people. One's like a kaiju monster, and one's like a mech fighting him. Those are CCBS figures. Perhaps with a minifigure inside, perhaps not. And they act as larger-than-life, either suits or just entities that kind of fight above and decide the tide of the battle. And then on the left, you have a big flagship $90 location set depicting the Village of Fire, whatever it might be called. And have those be for the villages and the important landmarks of the world.
The Flamin' Pagoda.
Basically. That is my dream scenario, because it encompasses the values of everything, all the kind of sets that Bionicle could possibly have, rolled up into one. If I had to choose, that is what I would do. But that's unrealistic for a number of reasons. Because that's a lot of set types. So I don't know if that thing would ever have any viability to actually happen. And again, some people wouldn't like it, because they probably feel that that is weird. It's different from the Bionicle we know, to have the small people and then the giant people. But if pulled off well, it would be able to
Bionicle integrate having
all
giant robots? That's so counter to everything Bionicle stood for. That's
people that weren't exactly a fan of that. So.
Yeah, to be fair, yeah.
Okay.
So, I don't know if that would really work or not, but that's the only way I could think of, possibly, to integrate Constraction in a way that didn't feel tacked on. Like, Chima had Constraction, but it didn't do anything. It had no story relevance to anything ever.
No,
yeah,
that's
it
kind of
did.
It
was
a
chief
story
form.
Relevance.
Yeah.
It flashed
they
on
never
screen
turned
for
into
about
that.
five milliseconds, and it was gone.
Yeah. Yep. I think people were like, maybe when they take the chi, they turn into those forms. But nope. It was just like an illusory thing.
That makes sense. Be great. Take drugs, get ripped.
Would be great if they used the chi and they became like
the use of drugs.
But Chima does.
She, not even once, guys.
I am looking forward, not looking forward, I am more optimistic in terms of being real about the idea of Bionicle to come back like you guys were describing before, very Rahi-oriented, very like small-scale location, conflict in a box kind of a thing. Because what I'm envisioning is unrealistic because of its large amount of sets.
I'm going to say something. I'm going to talk. Well, I want to talk about something real quick because we are talking about system and we kind of like, you know, we've pitched some ideas for it. All right. I'm going to say something that would be heresy to a lot of people. What do you guys think about humans in Bionicle?
You know,
I think it's.
Here we go.
I think it's almost a requirement.
There was one time I actually had a full epic planned out that I was going to write that I never did that actually involved humans in Bionicle despite the fact that I've always been staunchly against it.
Mm-hmm.
So, well,
for me,
I'm still
understand.
Kind of staunchly, I would be open to it, but right
I
now,
understand
I'm
it's
against
the values of what people like, it's weird, it messes with the world, but it's almost a requirement for today, because
listen,
fans, people connect with characters they can relate to. People care a lot more.
That's
about,
I mean, I don't know though. I mean, like,
can't you just relate enough to a Matoran?
I mean, think about it this way. So I've been thinking about stories that don't have any human element in them, and to be fair, they are kind of few and far between, especially for kids' lines. The closest we get is like things that have animals in them instead of humans. But like they're kind of like act human like, for instance, I mean Chima would be an example of that for Lego. But
the
like
two
everything
themes
like the Looney Tunes
or whatever. In recent memory, they did not feature humans or Hero Factory and Chima, and both of which people had difficulty connecting with, people had difficulty relating to the characters in the world, and it didn't have much lasting impact on people.
Even something like Transformers does have, even though it has a huge focus on the robot element, does have human characters in it. I don't know. I mean, like, in the movies, people hate the human characters and they don't want to see the robots. So that could be a thing of, like, kind of different relation there. I don't know. I've been thinking about this for a good while, and I don't know if the solution is, can we have a theme that doesn't have humans in it, or do we have to introduce a human element in order to make characters care about these things more? Or maybe just kind of make the characters themselves a bit more human. Like,
I don't really
think we need humans, but
at the same time, we've had humans in Bionicle. It's not a new concept. Great Go Beans on. And the Glatorian.
Yeah, they basically were, but even
they're not human; they're organic.
Connection.
That's not necessarily what we're going.
They're closer to human, but they were.
They're pretty much human.
They're pretty much human.
Another thing that would be the perfect blend for Bionicle to be adapted into the modern appeal, I would say, would be Bionicle: The Rebirth Chronicles, something like that.
Oh yes. Yeah,
that's
Bionicle,
what I would
anime.
Basically,
nobody
Bionicle
knows what we're talking
has the
about.
Humans
okay.
that
Bionicle: The Rebirth
Chronicles. The Toa.
Right.
That's
what
that's all about.
There were six humans that went into a world, and they had these like mech suits that would turn like you know these things
they
that were
not mech suits.
They were more like
Power Ranger suits.
There you go.
They're like
suits.
Power armor, like Blue Beetle kind of, or Iron Man, or whatever, and they would like
Power
turn
Rangers.
Into. Sure. Okay. Like Power Rangers 2.
They didn't come out with a sequel. Go on.
Okay. Thank you. They would basically turn into these like the armor would look like the Toa basically. So they would be like their powered up forms would be like these you know the robot characters that we know and love, but the main characters were human. That's a possibility out there.
The Toa were basically like familiars.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Well, this is a weird discussion to have because I guarantee you the moment we said humans in Bionicle, half our audience like put their fingers in their ears and were like, nope, 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 and they just haven't heard anything else we've said. People are
possibly
people hate that idea.
And I don't
loathe it. And I don't blame
them either. I don't like
but
it either.
But I think it would need to happen in some form.
But okay, I mean we will need to talk about this, like I mean, this is an idea that I wanna gauge community reception to it. I'm gonna put up another poll this next week, so be on the lookout for that in the message boards. Also, side note, also want to this is an idea that we will have to decide on. I think we should kind of vote on it or whatever the next week, so we kind of know where we're going with the story for this whole pitch idea. But right now, what are you guys thinking right now? Like, final votes before we take the actual tally next week. Hopefully, everybody will be on so we can actually decide something. But do you guys think that we should do system, primarily system, half construction? What do you think?
Primarily system.
Primarily system.
All right, we're all on the same page then. Primarily system.
I don't even know.
Bionicle's
always been about the story for me, so this sets are kind of inconsequential. I feel like system's the right way to go, but I also feel like if it went system, I would never buy it.
Yeah, my main thing is, well,
it would only
system.
Work because it was a big bang, basically. If it had the resources, and it had the marketing, and it had the size of the line to encompass construction sets, sure, do it, integrate them. But it realistically wouldn't. It's a lot of stuff.
You know what? Honestly, my whole thing is with Bionicle being system. This is the one thing that I'm like that gets me. Minifigures. I like minifigures. I don't like any robot minifigures. I haven't liked a single robot minifigure Lego's ever put out that hasn't been like based in some form, like Ultron or whatever. Like that's based in a minifigure form, right? But like the Hero Factory stuff, the whole skeleton kind of build doesn't really entice me like at all. So part of me is going like thinking about that, and I'm like, if they were able to come up with a new type of minifigure for Bionicle, then maybe. But I really can't like envision what that would look like. I don't know what that would look like, and I don't like how they did the Hero Factory. I don't like how those looked. The only one thing that I was thinking of that might have people on board of minifigures is if Lego actually took a note from Mega Bloks' book and did a completely articulate and posable minifigure. That's like the scale of a minifigure, but like, you know, because it's a robot, it has like the limbs that can like, you know, be more articulate.
If anything with how Lego fans are, that would just alienate people. Which is not what we want to do.
Well, I mean, would it alienate people necessarily more than just having the skeleton builds? I wouldn't say so.
Totally would.
Why would you say
the
that?
Skeleton builds are still primarily, they are the minifigure template. They have great customizability. They're still the exact same thing.
They don't have customizability, though.
The skeleton piece is a Lego minifigure skeleton piece. The arms are just like slightly reworked version of Lego minifigure skeleton arms. Their heads were Lego minifigure heads that were solid colored, which were enticing recolors for people to get. They just had like a Space Marine helmet put over. The only thing that was weird that people didn't like were their legs. So make different legs, and boom, there you go. They have all the customizability that people would expect.
But, I mean, we also like, I complain all the time about, especially with the big figs, how they have less articulation and everything. I feel like there is definite, I mean, like, already we're kind of ditching construction, already alienating some part of the fan base already. But
the
to be fair, I feel like
articulation that the Hero Factory minifigures lacked that standard minifigures had are the hands.
Yeah.
That's it.
Right. I'm saying that, like, the standard minifigure in and of itself is an iconic form, but it's not going to be that same iconic form if we do this. If we do this with like Bionicle system, the Hero Factory
Indeed.
Form, that's not iconic. That's just a skeleton. Like, no one really likes the skeleton build, I don't think. Sure, it has the same amount of articulation.
People would all be like against it. People are fairly ambivalent because, for all its faults, it is still a Lego minifigure template. Redesigning
objectively.
That, the goal here of making Bionicle a system theme is to increase its appeal. And people already have a negative stigma to it because it's construction. It'd be taking one step forward and two steps back to have a whole new Mega Bloks-esque minifigure design. Even if objectively it is
I don't think so.
It would still hurt its appeal.
I actually don't think so any more than you would say that Friends has had its appeal completely marginalized because of that. Because it's appealing to a new market. Friends is appealing to a new market, and this system would be appealing to a technically new market that's trying to meld construction and system together. And construction has had a lot of articulation. That's one of the things people like about the figures so much, because you can actually do a lot more things with those figures.
It's hard to say, because obviously Friends is successful, but there's been its fair share of negative pushback. It's difficult to say one way or the other.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think we're basically we've exhausted this pool for the week. Let's get some community insight into this whole thing.
Right, we'll put some feedback up. We'll see how people enjoy things.
What percentage of construction should there be? How realistic do you think such a thing would be? And minifigure designs. And then next week, we might talk about this more. We might talk about the story. Who knows? But share your thoughts on Bionicle G3 in the comments section below. And, we look forward to hearing your feedback. Before we end today's episode of the TTV Podcast, let's talk a bit about our Patreon at patreon.com/thetTVchannel. Recently, a few weeks ago, we rolled out a whole new list of perks that people are enjoying. We're going to be rolling out all that stuff fairly soon, what hasn't already been rolled out. And we got the Discord server up and running. We got the balls rolling on the rest of the stuff. It's a great thing. People are loving it. People are donating, and it's much appreciated. And your support helps keep us going. I look forward to a bright future with how things are going. Spread the word about it. A lot of cool stuff over there. Today's Patreon shout-out, because every week we do one shout-out actually in the audio of the podcast, goes to that redhead guy. Great Patreon.
Oh, that redhead guy.
All right, not
that
other one. That
redhead guy, not the other
one. I was thinking of the other one.
Great person, great fan. Thank you very much for your donation. And you can see the rest of the patrons scrolling across the screen, as always. That's a wrap for this week's episode of the TTV Podcast. Thank you all very much for listening, and we will see you all next week as we continue our journey into Bionicle Generation 3. I'm Mesa.
I'm LJ.
I'm Jonathan.
I'm Ben.
I'm Takuma Nuba.
I'm Tenebrae Invictus.
And farewell.